Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. That's 3-2-3-2-3. For those of you in the West, I want to welcome you to today's broadcast. The termination of the human race right before our face. Well, that title is compliments of Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com. Folks, make sure you are subscribed to his intelligence briefings, the Q-Files 2.0, but private briefings. You've got to really, I'm telling you, it is beyond the value. The information is valuable, but it's beyond the value. It's beyond the amount of money you pay for it. That's that private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. That's really worth every penny and more. That's Steve Quayle, private briefing subscription. All right. I want to thank, by the way, our new sponsors. We're affiliates for Patreon. That's if you go to HagmanPI.com or Patreon. Oh, my goodness. What did I just do? Proton. Thank you, Eric the Tech. He just threw something at me, I think. It just whizzed across my head. Proton. There it is right there. Proton Mail. Oh, my goodness. HagmanPI.com/Proton or click anywhere on Hagman PI. You'll see it. You'll see the banners out there. Proton Mail. That's the way to go. You want safety, security, anonymity, and encryption. You got it all right there. That's Proton Mail. A better world starts with privacy and digital freedom, offering the most private and protected email, cloud storage, calendar, and VPN services. Proton was born out of a desire to build an internet that puts people before profits, create a world where everyone is in control of their own digital lives, and makes digital freedom a reality. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com/Proton or anywhere at Hagman PI. Click on the link. And we thank you in advance. Also, real quick, don't forget, folks, Wisconsin Christian News has a conference coming up April 14th and 15th. That's April 14th and 15th. Folks, go to Wisconsin Christian News, click on the link there, and order your tickets right now because it's coming quickly. A lot of great speakers there. You will not be sorry. They've got a video there on site. I can't play it right now, but they've got a video there. 2 minutes. It'll show you all of the speakers. It's going to be a great conference this April 14th, 15th. And that's WisconsinChristianNews.com, WisconsinChristianNews.com. All right. With me, Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com. And of course, the author, the man behind the private briefings. And I want to thank him for those. And I want to thank you for being with me. Steve, how are you, sir?
Well, good, Doug. And we're right now in the twilight of the United States' existence. You know, the scripture, the Bible is very clear that God is the only one that can tell the end at the beginning. And that's what we deal with right now. We're dealing with the revelations of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, coming to pass before the eyes of the world, whether they accept it or reject it. Because even the devil, here's an interesting thing. The devil believes the scripture. We're told in the Bible that, and he knows that his time is short. I cannot believe that the evangelifish don't, and I can't believe, and Doug, unfortunately, it's before all of our eyes. We're going to do this in three phases today. We're going to start out with the financial collapse that's already upon us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking on the Hagman Report since Doug and I have, you know, basically Thursdays, and I don't know how long, but for years, that there's an operation going on called Sandman.
Yep.
It's the nobody else has been telling about it longer. Now, everybody knew about the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They knew that. But they didn't know that the name of Sandman would be the repudiation of the petrodollar by OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Except, you know, those who paid attention to you, Doug, and me on your program, and also the private briefings people. So, ladies and gentlemen, within the last week to 10 days when Credit Suisse, the foundational Swiss bank of private equity and wealth, who incidentally, the stockholders pretty much were the Arabs, i.e. the desert Sandman got its name from, they absolutely controlled the voting stock and also the ability to liquefy the system. And Credit Suisse, Doug, was like the foundational bank in the world until one thing. Until Joe Biden, which we call KKJ, Kangaroo Kid Joey, put sanctimonious sanctions on Russia and absolutely moved everybody into the sphere of influence of either one, Russia or China. And now we're watching the Chinese and Russians form not only a trading alliance, but in essence, they're establishing their new vision for a world order, not based on the Luciferians, the WEF / WTFers. They're establishing their own. And I want to share something. The people in America had better, in these last moments of history, someone says, and please don't send me, I don't know the timing, but I'm telling you this, that it's cascading the events. We're going to get to World War III. We're going to get to the threats to arrest Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's doing, listen, if whoever does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, whether they know him or not, this is in the book of Romans, they're going to be blessed. And the nation that has declared war on God, the United States, excuse me, the disunited states of America, and absolutely embraced every form of satanic and I would call it what it is, rebellion against God, and we make Sodom and Gomorrah look tame. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's under judgment, and that is the greatest disconnect. I'm going to turn to you right now, Doug. The greatest disconnect I know in anything I know, the between Christianity's hopeful, everything's going to get better, and the pronouncement of Almighty God. So Vladimir Putin is absolutely, in my opinion, and I can back it up, you're seeing the statement I'm making. He loves his country more than Biden hates ours. You could not, Doug, go into a more self-destructive abandonment of everything America stands for, especially in light of the last 48 hours of all the Chinese coming across the border. And everybody's going, man, those guys look like military. And I will say this, duh, 500,000 of them are already in the United States. Their weapons are already here. Well, how can you know that? Simple, because I talk to real world people who know the answers to that. That's not mentioning the 5 million Chinese in Mexico. And what's problematic, Doug, and this is just in essence the service statement to turn it over to you and respond, is that the people who say, well, I don't see them, that's because you're blind. Well, why don't I hear about that? That's because you're deaf. Why do you insult us? Because your life is on the line and I'm trying to save your life. So, you know, the headline that is from All News Pipeline says it all. With the communist coup and overthrow of America, all but a complete, a full-scale invasion is on, with the illegal border crossings by the Chinese military-aged men up 900% on Biden's treason. And meanwhile, innocent young children are being murdered nationwide by the vaccination of Biden's watch. And Doug, we've warned. And there's a story floating around the internet that's total Bravo Sierra. It's more bogus than the greatest hypnotic trick in the world, which, by the way, is the American population under the spell of the controllers. That the bioweapon was just a naturally mutating virus. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that says that is dumb unto death. Don't waste your breath. Don't talk to them. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. Yes. To your first point, I remember a scene from the original Red Dawn, where the downed pilot was talking to the young people who were holding out the Wolverines and explaining to them how that situation, the invasion of the United States, came to be. And of course, a critical component to that Red Dawn, the original Red Dawn movie, was the infiltration of the enemy through the U.S. southern border. And here we are today. I should add that according to statistics, like you said, invasion of Chinese illegals at the southern border up 920% over last year. Now think about that, 920%. And if you watched Fox News, again, don't, I'm going to be like, don't send me emails. Look, I'm just citing the source, okay? Fox News captured exclusive video of Chinese nationals being released publicly to an NGO in Brownsville, Texas recently. Okay, so they're being released with NTAs or notices to appear as if they're going to, because there are so many crossings and no space to house them. The NGOs are part of this. They're financed by dark money, of course, and that's like you said. And then, of course, going back to what you said about Sandman and the banks, I believe you were one of the first, if not the first, at least on this platform for sure, I know, but also throughout the alternative media sphere to talk about Sandman and to talk about its the Project Sandman and to the effects that it's going to have. Yellen was just on, as you mentioned, with she was getting grilled by Kennedy, and it was an absolute blubbering mess. I'm going to put that video up. It's like 8 minutes. I'm going to put that video up on HagmanPI.com because you got to see it. Because it's just beyond, it strains credulity. So this is a manufactured takedown of the United States, and I want to thank you for that. I want to ask you a question because I got in trouble. Okay, not in trouble. I had some people saying, well, you know, I'm a moron for defending President Trump with respect to, now this is it, with respect to the persecution, the weaponization of the Department of Justice, and that's all. Okay, I nothing about the, you know, warped speed or all that. That's a whole different thing that I'm critical about him about. But would you see a difference if Trump was in office today? Would we be in this position today? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't think we'd be at war with Russia because I think that President Putin and Trump were getting along great. And that's, Doug, in my opinion, I want to say this. There's so much corruption in our government with the Chinese. I've been told this by bankers. 75%, Stephen, these guys live out of the United States. They're not even U.S. citizens. 75% of your politicians are paid off. They're bribed. Even the Australian intelligence did that. So what would make a difference, in my opinion, if America realized it was under judgment? I want to make a statement. There are those who are my peers that believe this thing can be turned around. I believe that's wishful, magic thinking. And if they can say that in light of the revelations that they see right now, the weaponization of the Justice Department, one thing Trump said, they're not just coming for him, they're coming for us. The J6 event was perfectly, implemented by the entire Justice Department, the intelligence agency. And Doug, I remember being on your show and I said, yeah, interesting. Gina Haspel, former head of the director of CIA, was there with a MAGA hat waving a flag.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do, as a matter of fact. And to your point, I don't mean to cut you off, but to your point.
No, cut me off. I want you to get to my point. You make a better point of my point.
I don't know about that. But the passage of the omnibus bill, 18 Republican senators, again, not that Republican, Democrat mean anything, but to some people, you know, that's like candy to their ears. Okay, so ear candy, whatever. But they voted for the omnibus bill, but that also provided funding for additional FBI assets to investigate American patriots. They expect to imprison an additional 1,000 to 1,500, in addition, the American patriots, both at the that were at the Capitol and elsewhere. So that's coming. And to your point about Trump saying they're not just after me, they're after them. And that was my point earlier, too. It's yeah, I mean, they're coming for you, Steve Quayle, for me, for everyone who speaks out and anyone who speaks out on social networking. They're coming for all of us.
And I think it's interesting. A friend of mine, I'll just use his first name, Bobby, sent me an email. He talked about a guy that he's known for years. And the gist of the bottom line is he said, you better not listen to Steve Quayle. He's on the list, and you will be too. I wrote Bobby back an email, and I said, what a coward. And I didn't use any profanity, but I said, I'd like to punch the guy in the mouth. Well, what kind of a response is that from a Christian? Bobby didn't say this. I think Bobby wanted to do the same thing. But the abject cowardice, the abject silence of Christians to be the salt and the light. And Jesus made it clear, we're getting trodden under the foot of men. We're absolutely, I take this back. I was going to say, we're losing our freedom. We've lost our freedom. There is no due process. Just like the people suing the Swiss government, Credit Suisse, Union Bank, and everybody. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that fell through, I'm told, is because Credit Suisse had trillions of dollars in undisclosed third tier, and that's a whole different story, but a third tier derivatives pile. I'm also told that people literally showed up in Switzerland that had the Swiss government and the banks basically holding, and I would say this, stealing their money. Doug, the minute we started seizing Russian billionaires' assets, I said, it's over. And I remember, thou shall not covet thy neighbor's wife or anything that is thy neighbor's. So I want to make this clear. So President Putin... And I'm not a, by the way, Russia's not a communist nation anymore. How do I say this? You can't blame, and American people can't blame the Russians for war crimes and avoid the U.S. war crimes that happened in Iraq, Afghanistan. And you and I were talking on before the program, Doug, about what depleted uranium does to the children, the birth defects, and it's horrific. Were you able to find any of the photos?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact,
this is critical. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Some of them look so mutagenic, and I'm sorry, you guys, you got to get disgusted. Russia has declared, and rightly so, and I side with this statement, anybody that uses DU, depleted uranium, in their weaponry is guilty of using a dirty nuke. Because remember, depleted uranium is what you put into fission nuclear weapons. And they have reiterated in the last 24 hours, Britain says, we don't care, we're sending it to them. Britain will go away in 90 seconds. I'm just reporting what they say. Look at these little people. Look at, and by the way, some of the distortions are so upsetting, we can't even show them.
Yeah, I went through several pages where I would not put it on.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is depleted uranium. Anybody that uses that, you want to know who's a war criminal, is the people that are using this. I love the country that was. I fought for the country that was, not in the military. I fought behind the scenes with the guys that, were fighting the stuff that's more evil than armies that you see on the battlefield. I'm talking supernatural evil. And I got tapped into that world. Those of you who went to the, I forget which conference it was, the True Legends Conference, I laid it all out. I won't lay it out again. This is about what's going on. Now, I want to deal with, we got to get to the financial thing.
Okay.
I sent a guy who's super wealthy. He owns a construction company. He's a billionaire. I sent him an email 2 days ago. I said, mark my words, you're going to watch Credit Suisse fall, the whole deal fall apart. Switzerland now is a dead nation. And the dead nation is no one will bank there ever again.
Imagine that's a 160-year-old bank, Steve. 160 some years old. But go ahead.
Yeah, listen. If the foundations of Swiss banking be destroyed, who's going to bank there? It's important. What we're facing is U.S. dollar crash. What we're facing is U.K. pound crash. The euro crash. a global market crash, and the global financial system as we know it today, it's done, it's finished. And Powell knows directly that the Fed and the U.S. Treasury are doomed. They're doomed. Doug, we can't sell our treasuries. We can't sell our T-bills, bonds, or notes. Japan, everybody's dumping them. I'm told that the official rate of China's liquidating over $230 billion, now listen, I don't know this, I'm told this by people in that world, is 15 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
I hope people understand that. The discounting, and when a nation such as ours turns against a living God, embraces absolute lifestyles that are offensive based on the Book of Romans, based on the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and two other cities that were destroyed the same way as Sodom and Gomorrah were Tyre and Sidon. And what's interesting is that, Doug, God is just, he's holy, he's faithful, he's merciful. But I want you to know, I got an email yesterday too. This is important. This is the response from your listeners, my listeners. Oh, you're just so negative. I'm a realist. Somebody said you can either look at a half a glass of water, half full. That means you're whatever, an optimist. Look at it as half empty, you're a pessimist. I said, so let me give you my definition of a realist. A realist is I see the glass broken, shattered on the floor, and there's no water left. Okay?
Amen.
That is
right.
What, see, people want to be polarized. They think if I just think good thoughts, if I just say, oh, I don't believe what they're telling me. My answer is simply this, fine, die. I know that sounds cruel. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, but he also told us what happens to those who reject God the Father's offer of salvation and basically a clean slate against all of our sins. And we refuse, and the scriptures exactly says, what will be our outcome? You can say it as a nation or as individuals if we neglect so great a gift of salvation. And I want people to understand this. I'm talking about they're setting up the platform for the Antichrist. Forget the central bank digital currency. We're talking the AC, Antichrist. Antichrist means in place of Jesus Christ. Most people thought, just the posing. Everybody that is against Jesus, whether they're Satanists, whether they're Luciferians, whether the shills in Congress, and the other word that sounds like shills in the Senate, whether they're the most duplicitous people on the planet, excuse me, they better listen to what's getting ready to happen, because there's a story out there which I have verified with multiple sources. And excuse me, I'm sucking on the throat lozenge just because I got to. And there's a story out there that's real, that the United States intends to preemptively attack Russia with nuclear weapons. A good example is our B-52s. What happens if one of those B-52s was taken out by a MiG-31 with a hypersonic missile? And this is what's being told. Do you want to go to war with a nation that will take out? And listen, they have the capability. Everybody I know in this world, I had a former Pentagon employee, tell me, and he's been right on. By the way, he had to leave because he was a believer in Jesus Christ. They made his life miserable. So ladies and gentlemen, our military, first of all, makes war on God. Second of all, makes war on the Christians in the military.
Yep.
And thirdly, and I'll turn it right over to you, is practicing some of the most horrific Luciferian practices there are. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I really don't have much to add to that except to say that you're 100% correct when you're talking about the Pentagon. And I was reading a book that goes back to JFK, that military infrastructure, of course, it's evolved over the years, but how we got into Vietnam and what we're seeing, there's nothing new under the sun. The warmongers on both sides of the aisle, but especially the neocons, pushing us to war with a power, with Russia. And, we don't have the moral high ground on this. We don't have We're far from that. And it's just absolutely, it's a sacrifice, I believe, to Moloch. You know, our young people will be sacrificed in that fashion. That's kind of what I believe is taking place if a war does break out, or a part of the depopulation agenda as well. Because, you know what, depleting uranium, as you pointed out, I mean, that's an act of war. That bombing the Nord Stream, sabotaging the Nord Stream, that was an act of war, a criminal act as well. And all of this, here we are. Go ahead.
Well, I think the bottom line is that not only did we bomb the Nord Stream pipeline, the president made the statement, Nuland made the statement, others said they're never going to get it through. So the United States could turn around and charge Western Europe five times the price for natural gas that the Russians were offering. You know, here's the thing. Equity did not exist, and I mean this, in the markets across the world, whether it's a grain market, whether it's any of the markets, that all markets were manipulated until one genius move. And that was President Putin putting a floor under gold at $1,600 an ounce. You're going to watch gold absolutely break through all restraints, because at the end of the day, Doug, the central banks, there's records on all this. They're buying tons and tons of gold, tons and tons. I mean, hundreds of tons. Actually, with all I'm buying, it's thousands of tons. That's what people want. They want gold. This is a Royal Canadian 1 ounce gold bar. For the last 3 months, most people didn't even give gold any thought. Or let's say a silver. This is a silver 1 ounce, $5 Canadian maple leaf. Everybody I talked to, distributors, their phones weren't ringing. Dealers I've known, I've been in the precious metals business for 40 years. Their phones weren't ringing. At the beginning of this month, their phones started ringing. Now, gold, check it out. 3 week back order. Silver, check it out. We have silver because, fortunately, through a set of circumstances, you know, and plenty of Canadian maple leaves we can ship right now. But shipping from our old, very well-known, one of the top five precious metals dealers, I mean, you're going to have to wait 3 weeks. I'm telling people, I don't know. Honestly, this isn't a sales pitch. And for those of you that would make that statement, oh, that's an infomercial, choke on your own vomit. I'm to the point, Doug, when I'm fighting...
Okay, what about people who say, well, you know, gold and silver, it's not going to do you any good at, you know, what are you going to do? You can't eat it. I'm thinking you're missing the point.
You're missing the point. In all of history, gold and silver, the Christians who were persecuted in Rome, they found out the value of it. And by the way, when the Jewish Christians, the Jewish believers in the book of Acts phase, when they were starving to death, Paul, in going out to the Gentiles sent by God, guess what? They were able to bring gold and silver back so that they could buy food. That is a hellacious, H-E-L-L-A-C-I-O-U-S argument. It's born out of ignorance, total lack of history, total understanding. And by the way, where are you going to take your dollars to buy food when it's not on the shelf? They're killing the chicken feed. I can't say what I was going to say. When you kill the chicken feed, you kill the chicken. Eggs, some places now are $12 a dozen. They're trying to get the globalists, I don't have any words. There's no words I possess now, even a chain of three of them that can illustrate the contempt that those entities have for the human race. Those people want you dead. By 2025, 250 million Americans have to die. And so if we in the United States are pushing for a two-front nuclear war, if we against Russia and China, simultaneously, I might add, if we in the United States are allowing open borders, if it's true, I'm just saying if it's, I know it's true, but you don't, take it to the Lord in prayer if you're Christian, 500,000 men with arms that have been strategically placed in the United States for the Chinese. That doesn't count the narco-terrorists. And by the way, they can buy anything in the world they want. including nukes. And most people are still transfixed on Israel going to attack Iran because Iran's building an atom bomb. Iran has had an atom bomb for the last 23 years. You could buy them from Pakistan, okay? I don't want to go there. I was writing a book on it called Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. There's also a fallacious argument going around, prophetic words saying the 35 nuclear weapons that were pre-positioned in the United States are going to be detonated. Those were taken out. They don't need those. They got 90 seconds. In essence, a suitcase nuke or a red mercury device, it's real stuff. You have to have a nuclear reactor. You just don't pour food dye into mercury and say, oh, there's a red mercury. Those devices had to be maintained. A hypersonic missile's maintained. And this is the most critical thing I know, Doug. When Russia says you're flying nuclear bombers within 10 miles of our border and we're trying to provoke them, then you've got to understand their statement, I think it was last week, wasn't it, when they said we're going to have our submarines in the Pacific fire a number, I don't think they said four, but that was just put out there, not by me, but by others, four hypersonic missiles with dummy warheads to prove to you, America, we're not kidding. Did you see that?
I did, and I thought I got it from your what? Maybe I didn't, but I did see that, and it made me pause because I'm thinking, okay, how would that play out? But it certainly would be it wouldn't be good, obviously. I mean,
listen,
about an understatement.
Then somebody says, well, how do we know it's dummy warheads?
Uh-huh.
Well, you wouldn't know that unless the first one in 90 seconds, we couldn't react that fast. So we'd have probably 3.5 minutes to know they were dummies. But if we then push the button, and basically everything I know is saying within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we are going to preemptively attack Russia with nuclear weapons. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. But Doug, in this country, the United States, we have forsaken the fountain of living water. That's the living God. As our earthly waters dry up in the desert Southwest, I understand California's flooding. I also understand that the California farmers are saying, we're devastated. We're not going to have our produce, 50% of all produce and fruits and vegetables and nuts come from the Central Valley in California and other areas in California. So we're watching in real time a famine for the word of God turning into a famine for the provision of God. We're watching we're perceiving in this country the war on God and the fact that America would sit and slaughter and mutilate our children is not lost on the world. I remember doing your show, what was it, a year at least or 2 years ago? More, it was 2 years ago when quoting from the promises in Jeremiah and the prophecies in Jeremiah the prophet in the Old Testament of the Bible, that when God judges a nation for the evil that we possess and project, we become a hissing in the nostrils of the nation around us. That means they're so disgusted. So, do you remember that program?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because you got a better
multiple,
memory. I don't know.
Multiple
you know?
Programs, actually.
Yeah, and so as we're on the air today, and it's the 23rd of March, the bank stocks are failing. When Janet Hellen, H-E-L-L-E-N, I love what I think it was David Haggett called her Captain Kangaroo's twin sister. Kudos to him, the great reckoning. When she made the statement the other day that she made, and no more bailouts, blah, 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 turned on a big everybody take small banks and put them in, okay, to the big banks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Okay, look at that. We are headed for another train wreck. Isn't that a good word? Since we're facing right now a term I'll use, Doug, Railageddon. our rails, they're going to stop. Our trains are going to be basically stalled on the tracks. But I think Bill Ackman is using a fabulous metaphor there. We're headed for another train wreck. This one, ladies and gentlemen, is just like the cartoons of the old days. The train goes over the cliff and you don't put it back on the tracks. So it's interesting, you know, Yellen not considering broad increase in deposit insurance. An unsecured depositor is really at risk. And, you know, what's important is how do you say this? Her statements, the chart that you're seeing there that Eric's put up on the screen on the right, you see from the top to the bottom? Yeah. I mean, by the way, train wreck, are you kidding me? That even beats Back to the Future's moment of tension when the train's going to go off, whatever, episode two or three. So again, we have plenty of visual illustrations to illustrate this. And I know that's almost like a double on, you know, double alliteration or whatever, but it's important that people understand how late it is in the game. And when we started talking about bank closures, a lot of people just, you know, just didn't believe it, Doug, and that's their problem, okay? You know, and some of the stuff, it's really important that people understand that the financial, I think it was Charles Payne that said, and did you just tell me this? That we got big, big, big problems in banking. He's one, in my opinion, he's one of the smartest financial guys out there. I've followed him for years. Yeah. Very, very smart man. And, you know, compare him to Cramer. You know, Cramer. You know, the Cramer on the Jerry Seinfeld show was smarter than that guy. I understand, you know, everything he says, do the exact opposite of, and you might make money. The point is that people say, well, my stocks and bonds be okay? Nope. Here's what's going to happen, okay? And this is really, really important. Take it all to the Lord in prayer. We're going to see no banks. What happens when you can't pay the government employees, according to the web bots and others? And listen, ladies and gentlemen, the predictive linguistic software that Cliff Hyde devised is talking about literally government officials walking away from their jobs when the money fails. If you're not a high enough government official, you don't get to go to bunkers where all that food that supposedly was tainted is already stored. You know, I mean, they got everything from hot dogs, hot dog buns, to every form of candy, cookie. Every time you see something that's recalled, almost 99% of it is going to the underground bunkers. So, you know, we're going to see no food, no water. So, Doug, when you get back to the question, well, you can't buy food with gold. Oh, yes, I can. And so will you be able to. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, 3 weeks, I'm seeing what I am seeing. And when we sell gold, my company, look, it's another pitch. We can get it to you overnight, 2 days at the max on a bank wire. But I'm being told, and I check, just so you know, and you know my hours I keep, I check different places in the world through the night. Their price on gold, Japan gold right now is $2,200 an ounce.
Yep.
Okay? $2,200 an ounce. And so what we're watching is the remonetization of gold, and we're watching the demonetization of the U.S. dollar. Nobody wants to take dollars anymore. And, you know, again, I think that's a fulfillment of the prophecy in Revelation where no man buys her goods any longer. And so, again, when God is speaking to us and has been, you and I started together right after 9/11. We had the HQ intelligence report or intelligence.
Right. Yep.
Yep. So that's 23 years, ladies and gentlemen. Doug has not changed his tune. Maybe he's modified. I've modified because timing is in God's hands. And I used to drive myself almost, you know, into saying, why, God, won't you answer me? Finally he did. He says, Steve, the events determine the time, not the other way around. There are specific time frames that God says this can happen. There are specific awarenesses when the population is ready to accept the prophecies and the contemporary ability to make war. For instance, Ezekiel 38 and 39, You can argue all you want, but yet it says that nuclear weapons will be used. And Chuck Missler did a beautiful job on explaining, because it says that they'll have to lie in the field and people have to go through and mark the area where the nuclear weapons or the nuclear targets have been contaminated. This is critical, everyone. Here's the thing, Doug. Everything ends at once. And when that happens, is there any more time? I don't think there's any more time. Because when you're out of time, you're out of time. And when time runs out, you cannot put more time in the bottle. You cannot put more sand in the hourglass, like the one that broke, in the background. I used to have a giant one. It broke, and it was very prophetic. And, a lot of people understood what was going on there. But it's how do we say this? I'm looking for a specific thing I want to tell you. The bank problems in Switzerland are in the quadrillions due to derivatives, to quadrillions.
Right.
Just to put it in perspective, I think our gross domestic product in the United States is 29 trillion and change. We're talking quadrillions. How do you get $250 billion in derivatives? Simple. You have $1 billion in assets or perceived assets. Then you sell calls against them. You sell financial instruments, and each person that adds on takes $1 billion and sells it or discounts it or adds to it, and you get 100 people and literally that deep selling the underlying asset base, and you're up to $100 billion in that illustration. But then you don't know. You think that you have only 100 people on top of you, but guess what? Everybody in between did the same thing. So that's how you build what I call the spider trap of derivatives that even Warren Buffett said are weapons of financial destruction. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was just going to say, and then, of course, if you're J.P. Morgan Chase, you can buy $2 billion worth of rocks. Those of you who know what I'm talking about might chuckle at that. I don't know whether you saw that, Steve.
I did.
Yeah,
Brother, I don't mean this, but I don't miss much, okay?
I know.
Yeah, they were dumber than a box of rocks or a bag of rocks that they thought were nickel ingots, okay?
Exactly. I was going to say a couple of bags of Bidens, but okay, or bags of Bidens, but yeah.
But see, again, everything is no longer the same.
Right.
Yet people want to stay in the framework of the same, and I call that vacuous indifference, okay? There ain't nothing up there. And I talked about false prophets, Doug, and there's a guy that claims to be a prophet in 7 days, and this was 3 days ago, that this and that, the other thing's going to happen. When it doesn't happen, I pray everybody that knows that ministry will absolutely call him to account. And he gives a prophecy, and he's seeking God for what's going to happen. And he claims that God said this to him, "I ain't going to tell you." Now, those are his exact words.
Wow.
"I ain't going to tell you."
Okay.
Are people so dumb that, behold, the Lord our God is going to become colloquial at that point? "I ain't going to tell you." "Yeah, there, Mr. Prophet. I'm the living God, but I ain't going to tell you. I'm mocking the prophet, not the King of Glory." So what we have is we have confusion in the camp. God's not the author of confusion. But you got this female prophetess, and not all of them, but one of them, that, "Oh, God's going to bless you. You're going to get the wealth of the wicked. Boy, you're going to get your pockets filled with cash." But it doesn't come to pass. And what happens when those parishioners who believed the guy in the pulpit, you just trust the man of God. You give the man of God and you'll get blessed, because the man of God is blessed. No, he's not blessed by God. He's shaking down the congregation. He's shearing the sheep. And you just gotta make sure that you're giving. Believe it.
Nope,
that the shakedown of God's people is coming to an end. What happens, Doug, when there's no money to put in the till, and the people are going, "What do we pay? How do we eat, Pastor? pastor's sick today. You just find out he left Dallas or Fort Worth or Houston on his Gulfstream, and he's gone. I'm talking about literal people. Mm-hmm. And it's like if people don't think anymore, here's a question for you, Mr. Hagman. Can you make them think if they refuse to think?
Good luck with that, my brother. You know, even attempting to appeal to those who believe themselves to be intellectually intuned, yet are deluded to the point of them being unable to see what's before them, this delusion that we see, this biblical, I believe, delusion. There's just no way. And I'm under the point, Steve, where if somebody is so dug in, and this is why I'm, when you mentioned about the glass, you know, you see glass all over the place, not half full, half empty, but just all over the place, water everywhere. I see people becoming so ideologically and spiritually dogmatic on both sides, whether it's on the side of evil or it's on the side of good. There is no coming to the table for further discussion at this point, in my particular opinion. That's the way I look at things. So if there's no ability to for the other side to listen, I've got to say that there's no point in us talking. I don't, because you're just not going to change any hearts.
Well, everything's polarized. Everything's polarized.
Yeah.
And I think but people need to understand something. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace to the earth at the point prior to the tribulation, okay? Yet people want to lay down with the LGBTQ, XYZ, I should probably change that, and make sure they're, I just want to love, we're just told this, and they allowed 0.03% of the population to whack the male genitalia off young boys, to take the breasts off young women. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. Is everyone so absolutely clueless? I'm talking now specifically to the Christians that won't speak up, to understand that's genocide. That's the annihilation of the human race. That is what's in play. And just before we go to the whole thing of artificial intelligence, which is the extinction of human thinking, the extinction of humanity, and this is the future, except Jesus were to shorten the days. But let me give you the cash losses just in the world of the OPEC nations and why they will henceforth bank in Switzerland never again. Okay. $5 trillion plus. This is cash. And I'll give you the bond losses. 3 trillion euros plus. I can't know this unless somebody knows, tells me. 2.5 trillion in Swiss francs. Remember, a trillion is 1,000 billion. And that is a horrific amount of money. Now let's go into 200 billion Swiss francs. That's cash, liquid. Bond losses, $10 trillion plus. 12 trillion euros, 3 trillion Swiss francs, and basically all the derivatives. The reason the Credit Suisse situation fell down is somebody somewhere saw a whole lot of debt that wasn't even accounted for in these numbers, Doug. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be blunt. Blunter than I don't know if I can be blunter than blunt. But the entire Western world's financial system is collapsing, even to the point of, I think it's either Indonesia. Yeah, Indonesia says, we're not going to use U.S. credit cards anymore. We'll come up with our own. Russia did.
Yep.
Everything is getting in place for the Third World War so that the man of sin could be revealed. You know, what are all the people that believe in pre-tribulation rapture going to do when there is no more United States and they're still here? You know, I mean that's a real thing. And Eric, would you put up, now I want to switch because we're running out of time.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to switch to ChatGPT. And if you put up the first article, or sorry, the second article I sent you, already you're having issues with their primary four big platforms. And it was the second one, Eric. There you go. Google and Microsoft's chatbots are already citing one another in a misinformation manure show. Obviously, you know, you see it on your screen, what they said. Microsoft's Bing said Google's Bard, that those are the two names, Microsoft's AI program, Bing, Google's Bard, has been shut down after it misread a story citing a tweet sourced from a joke. It's not a good sign for the future of online information. Let me bottom line it. ChatGPT, all AI programs cannot differentiate between humor and reality. And the bias coming out of the chatbot platforms is liberal, leftist, anti-God. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the, I don't think anybody else ever said this, Doug, I'm on the side of warning now for the past 30 years when machines, computers, would become technologically decadent. And I came up with the term tech decadence, okay? That's what I like to do. I like to, you know, invent words because I hope they're more meaningful than the words that are slopped around now in contemporary English language that have lost their true meaning, okay? So what is so critical to this is that AI, and when I say alien, I'm talking about evil spiritual influence, alien influence. And this is what we're seeing, and we're seeing it now representing itself. And we talked about this and even put up the clip of the young man who knew his Bible and knew the Book of Enoch querying the entity that was speaking for him. Ladies and gentlemen, any missionary who is on a real field of missions will tell you they have to come up against the inherent evil, and they have to come up against the word taboo. And it's not just because it's a song out of the, whatever, 80s, whatever. The point being, a taboo is when a certain area is so evil and so possessed by evil that the natives will not go there. The natives being the indigenous crowd. I mean, no disrespect. And by the way, if most people understood the whole, that whole fake argument, you got to understand that the people that came to the Americas, a lot of them were not from the land bridge over Mongolia. That's basically Mongolian stir fry of the truth. It's a hodgepodge. So what, Eric, if you put up the next one now about what the founder of ChatGPT, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just want to take the time. The amount of effort that Eric puts into this, and God bless you, Eric, I appreciate your efforts. I know Doug does, is important, but it's for your sake. Sam Altman on what makes him super nervous about AI. The OpenAI co-founder thinks tools like GPT will be revolutionary, but he's wary of the downside. You're being told the downside right now. It's not arrogance. It's not, I told you so. I'm telling you that they are escaping. They, the AI chatbot entities, or the fence around the program. See, nothing artificial can become sentient, being able to think, aware, self-conscious, unless there is a form of spiritual and evil in inhabiting it. The ghost in the machine. But it's not ghost, it's a disembodied spirit. And I better share this, Doug, because I've got a woman who asked me to explain it on your show. When the fallen angels, the ones spoken about in the Word of God, Genesis 6, you know, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, 5, and 6, when they came to earth and cohabited with women, in other words, they had sex with them. Angels can take on the correct size of the plumbing to get the job done. Okay? We see that in angels, the good ones, going into Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham says, come on, eat, and they eat with them. You know, so what is critical is when that combination of fallen angel, I'll just say coming down, that says, but only 200 of them did the deed on Mount Hermon. And those are the fallen ones that are held in everlasting chains of darkness. And one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard, and most of you heard it, I think even on Henry, when Henry was on your show, Doug, because I had him go through it, was when he was translated to Rome and he was taken to an underground labyrinth and he was commanded by God to basically call forth the chaining or the imprisonment of two fallen angels. And all over the world, he had different people praying for him who saw him basically in Rome. And ladies and gentlemen, that is on my website, stevequayle.com, over in the right-hand side of Henry Groover Visions. Henry Groover is the most contemporary man, and along with Dmitry Duneman, talking about the invasion of the Russians of the United States. Because God raised up Russia. They're doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Now, when they turn against God, that's when he judges them. And he will judge them. And here is the point. The point is fallen angels had sex with earth women, producing hybrids. Those hybrids became the giants of old. God slew the giants, so did Joshua and Caleb with God's help. And then those combined hybrid, the seed of the fallen angel, the egg of the woman combined, and an entity that God never created came into being. When those giants died, the evil spirit that proceedeth out of them, in other words, when Goliath died, that evil spirit's still on the earth. And it's not a human spirit. It's not just the offspring of the fallen ones. It's a hybrid. And in the book of Genesis, when God created mankind, he absolutely blessed it, and he made sure everything would mate after its kind. Now, let's take President Putin and Western Christianity and the family. Do you know the whole reason behind the war on Putin is twofold? Number one, he stands for family values. Number two, though more important, just as the international bankers destroyed Tsar Nicholas Romanov by stealing his stuff, the international bankers who fund wars, by the way, are wanting to steal all of Russia's natural assets. Russia owns one-fourth of the world's fresh water. Russia owns the strategic minerals that are astonishing. But isn't it interesting, Doug, that they who hate America, that they who hate God, that they who hate the American family, that they who are sexually mutilating the children, they who are vaccinating the children, they're killing human reproduction, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. If people don't see that claiming to be Christians, I question their salvation. God will decide. But I'm sorry, you've got to understand the root of evil, and that's the fruit of evil. So the evil spirits are out. Here's the most astonishing thing I'll say. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, Lucifer and his minions, how do you know this? Because we read their mail. That's all I'll say, through the process of all the different symbols, all the different glyph project. And by the way, Doug, that I had to put that on hold for the sake of the people have asked me, I'll tell them right now, for the sake of the amount of money it takes to do our DVDs, because that's the only way we can fund it. And I'm not asking for any money. You guys have been gracious to support, to pray for us, to buy the DVDs, to support us on the fundraisers. But it's been a vast undertaking. And in essence, I'm not crying poor. I just have to allocate funds to get it done. So back to the fallen ones. This is the most powerful thing I know. How many minutes do we have?
About 1 minute.
1 minute. Imagine synthetic creations, hybrid creatures made in labs, becoming repossessed with those demons, those hybrid spirits. Imagine that evil army, and that is also part of the armies that are going to meet in Armageddon. Thank you, Doug. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in.
Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, folks, bookmark his website. I'm telling you, you need that. Also, the private intelligence briefings, please subscribe. I get a lot out of it. That's it's just a tremendous value. Steve, thank you. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that'll do it. I'm going to be on with Kate Daly later today, I believe in the 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time hour. That's with Kate Daly. All right. Good night.